Hall of Famer Gary Stevens has won more than 5,000 races in that Hall of Fame career, and he's back with his champion beholder in this afternoon's Clement L. Hirsch at Del Mar, and boy, has she been simply spectacular. Gary, we appreciate the time, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, anytime, guys.
Gary, what's it like to ride beholder?
She's just, I mean, the old saying, poetry in motion. She literally is poetry in motion. She's very intelligent, and, even when I work her out in the morning, it's special. She just does things so easily, and she's such a great athlete.
She's an amazing filly mare, and she does everything so effortless. When she won the Pacific Classic last year, I've seen thousands of races, and I never saw anything like that. I mean, it's like the old line, I can't believe what I just saw. Were you surprised that she had that in her?
No, I really wasn't. I mean, all the signals she had sent us leading up to the Pacific Classic last year had kind of told us that she was going to do something very special. And I won't say we were expecting that, but I wasn't surprised by it. The amazing thing about it was when she made that move around the turn, that was without being asked. I mean, I really did not even start to make a move until she had lined out into the stretch. And the amazing thing about the effort was I let out this wild war whoop when I crossed the finish line, just like, you know, out of pure joy. And she hit another gear with me, and I'm like, no, you, race is over, you've done enough. So, I mean, saying that, there was still more, and, you know, that's why we were so excited about the Breeders' Cup Classic, you know, and everything fell apart at the end. We saw a great performance from American Pharoah, but, man, I would have loved to have seen those two hook up on the day. I think it would have been, you know, a race for the ages, but it didn't happen. But, you know, we're back at square one right now, and we've got to get through this race this afternoon and then we'll look towards the future, but we've got business to do.
Gary, she's now six, and from the outside looking in, it appears as if she continues to get better with age. Is that what you're feeling underneath you as well?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't work her the other day. Janine Painter worked her, and it was sort of fun to watch. I'd gone through the paddock, and Art Sherman was there with Frank Taylor, and it was the day after Dortmund and California Chrome had put on the show. And I said, "What are you guys doing here?" And they just smiled. And I walked around to the front of the grandstand, went up in a box, and Richard and his wife and family were on the other side of the walking path at Del Mar watching her work. And Frank and Art came up and sat with me, and we all had clocks on her, and her workmate was about five or six lengths in front of her, and she looked like she was in just the absolute 2-minute lick. And when she hit the eighth pole, she floated by her company, and Frank looked down at his watch, and I can't say the explicit of on the telephone that he used when he looked down at his clock. And then when she galloped out to the 7/8 pole, then Art let out his own explicitive, and I looked down at my watch, and I had 59 flat or something. I didn't know if I was right on or not. And Art said, "What'd you get?" And I said, 59. He showed me his watch, and he had 58.3, and it looked like she went 103. It was that same kind of thing as the Pacific Classic last year. And I think the thing with her is, you know, she knows me, I know her, and it's almost when I think something in a millisecond during it, she's thinking the same thing. It's almost like she's reading my mind. I don't have to ask her to do much. She seems to know what I want and when I want it, and she's having fun doing it. So hopefully this continues on.
Is she one of those horses that just freaks at Del Mar? She loves Del Mar?
Well, you know, she loves Santa Anita as well, but when she gets down here, she lets down a notch, believe it or not, and I don't know whether it's the sea air or what, but she just settles in so nice, and Richard knows her routine, and she has her own round corral out here that they put her out in after training every morning she's out there for about 4 hours, and she'll lay down and sun herself, and she's got a big pile of hay, and she gets it and just puts it all over the round corral. Like, you know, that's her thing, is to get the hay spread out. She'll eat a little bit of it, but she lays down in it and rolls and just has a good time out there. And she has her routine, and it's like she's on her summer break down here, and she just thrives.
Talking with Hall of Fame jockey Gary Stevens on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Of course, Beholder going to the post in Saturday's Clement L. Hirsch at Del Mar. Gary, when you think about the top fillies that you've had the privilege to be aboard in your career, names like Silver Bullet Day and Serena's Song come to mind. Where does Beholder fit into that equation for you?
Well, let's not forget Winning Colors.
Her too. Yeah, she was pretty good too.
All she did was win a Kentucky Derby. But, I mean, I hate saying it, but I'm going to say it. And I said it time, and I think she deserves it. Beholder stands in her own paddock. I'm talking about colts, fillies, anything I've ridden. She's just different. I've never sat on anything like her. I never will. And I've ridden some great ones, but she stands in her own paddock.
Well, that sums it up perfectly. I mean, she certainly is amazing. And did you ever think she'd be running at six? I mean, that's unheard of these days.
You know, no, I didn't, and I don't think Richard did either. But we were talking earlier this year before the campaign started, and it's interesting to sit down and spend time with Dick, you know, and he said that all of the little setbacks that she's had, you know, from the time she was 2 years old, have, along with a patient owner, patient management, and Richard being so conservative, have added to her longevity and soundness. And he said she's become, because of these little things and the breaks that she's had, forced breaks, it's allowed her to mature physically, get bigger, stronger, and stay sounder because of it. And, I mean, touch wood, anything can happen anytime, but she's different even than last year, and it's because of her strength. I mean, she's always had her own girth that I use. I've used the same girth since her three-year-old season on her. And the first time I rode her this year, walked out of the paddock and the buckles on my undergirth were rubbing my ankle, and I'm like, that's not like Dick, you know, to leave these things down like this. And anyway, after the race, we were circling out in front of the winner's circle, and I went to let him down to give her a breath, and they on both sides they were in the last hole, and I said, hey boss, I said, do I need to get some new girths? And he said, yeah, she's grown. So she's wearing 73 inch girths right now, which is unheard of. I mean, Point Given didn't wear girths that big. So,
yeah,
that's crazy. She's grown again, and you know, she's thriving right now. She used to get nervous. I had to be careful in the post parade of how much I warmed her up and really keep her calm. And now she goes out there, and she enjoys the post parade. I mean, she takes it all in and likes to take her time warming up and look at her, you know, look at her competition. It's like she's surveying, you know, who she's going to get first and how she's going to do it. But, you know, hopefully that's how she is this afternoon. And she's giving us all the right signals right now.
Well, Gary, let's take you on a little trip down memory lane, talking about this race, the Clement L. Hirsch, which, by the way, people might remember was named the Chula Vista before it became the Clement L. Hirsch. You won the race in 1993 with a filly by the name of Magical Maiden, who was, ironically enough, owned by Clement L.
Yep.
Hirsch. And
yes,
the filly that you beat that day by a head was a filly by the name of Veal Vin, who was trained by none other than our very own Jude Feld sitting right next to me here. So I had to bring up this victory.
Well, oh, boy.
It's funny. Yeah, Magical Maiden, trained by the great Warren Studi and as you said, owned by Clement Hirsch. She was an exceptionally good filly, cowbred filly, and I remember when I had ridden her as a two-year-old, you know, the year before, and I'd worked her before the debutante. I was supposed to work a mile, and I came back to the barn, and I took an ass chewing from Mr. Studi like no other. And he said, I told you to let her work. I wanted a serious mile. So he had me take her back out the next morning and work her another mile. She went a mile in like 139, and I'm thinking I just stuck a fork in her. And it was a week before the Del Mar Debutante, when the Del Mar Debutante was two turns. What'd she do? She went out and won it. And, you know, she went on and had a great career, and she became a pretty good broodmare as well. But she was a good filly, a really good filly.
Yeah, she was a good filly. And I walked into Tommy Robbins after the race, and I gave him hell because he assigned my filly 111 pounds. And you'll remember she won that race 2 years previous. And the only jock I could get was Sal Gonzalez. And Sal, in his defense, rode a very, very good race and almost beat you. Got beat a head flying at the finish. But I told Robbins, I said, you know, if I could have had, you know, a few extra pounds on that filly, I could have won the race. I could have got a jock that could do the weight. He goes, that's the first time a trainer's ever cussed me out for giving him too light a weight.
Oh, man.
But no, that was a tough one. You beat me one other time in Louisiana in the Golden Harvest, Shoemaker's first victory as a trainer. You came up on the inside and nailed me by a nose that day, going a mile
Fire
3/8
the
on the turn. Fire the Groom, one of the greats of all time. As a matter of fact, I posted a tweet the other day, and your wife liked it, about the late great Christine Picave and that painting that she did of you in Fire the Groom, that was just unbelievable. You know, anybody that saw it, I'll never forget the first day I saw that painting. She had just painted your face. The horse wasn't filled in yet. And I was at her door to pick up a gift that I had gotten somebody, that a print of one of hers. And your face was staring at me through the window. And I go, oh, my God, that is so good. I mean, it was just like looking at you. You know, she was unbelievable, and that's one of the great paintings of all time, great horse paintings of all time, I think.
Yeah, and she was a great race mare. She won the Beverly D Honor and went to France and rode her in the Prix de l'Opera, and that was the first time that I'd ridden it at Longchamp, and I finished fourth and probably should have won the race. I'd been warned so many times about the false straight at Longchamp. You'd want to wait. Well, I waited too long. came with the run, but no, I had a lot of fun with Fire the Groom, and I believe that when I won on Fire the Groom in Louisiana, that was the first graded stake race that Shu had won after his accident, and so it was a pretty special day for us that day.
Well, Gary, you've had a lot of those special days in your career. I know there's many more yet to come, and hopefully Saturday afternoon provides you with another special moment. Thanks so much for being here with us today. Really appreciate it. All the best. Safe trip aboard Beholder and everybody else, and go get it done.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Hall of Famer Gary Stevens here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy, fantastic rider, and he has ridden some unbelievable fillies and mares in his life.
Yeah, let's not forget about Winning Colors.
Yeah. Well, I knew what was coming when you went there and you didn't mention Winning Colors. Like, oh no, you left Winning Colors out. I've had enough conversations with Gary to know, and I'll tell you, one of the great joys of life is if you ever get to go to Gary Stevens' house and look at his trophy case. I mean, it is like going to a museum. It's unbelievable.
All right, thanks to Gary Stevens for being with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network this morning.